while people are getting themselves ready for the teachings, I just want to say the prayer list very quickly. Prayers for happy rebirth, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the Sherpas killed on Mount Everest. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Donna Corey, Fannie Lewis, Will Manson, Rachel Cole Matheson, Hansa Pandya, Alan Smith, Stuart Russell Thomas, Mariposa, the wonderful cat. Job search. Jim Kay, Roseanne Barona, James Lillig, Greg Weaver, Ashlyn Kloss, Pooja Sarai, Lindsay Piatti, Sandy Wimish, and Tim. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabde Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherokee Lama, Venerable Losang Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities. May the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Russell Allen, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Harvey Blom, Elizabeth Campanile, Anwar Congo, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodrill, Paul Dumlow, Paul Foyle and Nancy Osterhoff, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Danny Love and Family, R.M., family of Will Manson, Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sean McGarity and Family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Dickie Lee Aldershaw, family of Hansa Pandya, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parento, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sons, Jenny Shario, David Schenk, Rosemary Cease, Roy Sorbit, Lobsam Topton, Dion Washington, Pat Watts, Deborah Webb, Sandy Wimbish, and Dorje and Kadro the Pigs. Okay, so we'll go to our white prayer book and to the green page and chant the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode of the Potala or Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and many gods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift heroic, God's like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Sphere Rose Turbo and Lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spear, corpses as Gandhavas Yakshas, homage with their tret and pace sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jomudra, library masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, and crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful lapping with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all with guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on onimus most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like, beyond ending fire abiding, righteous weapon choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage, happy versus peaceful, she who filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes home in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. homage to every witted letter of the shapeless syllable, whom prophet Samson shakes his three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammer-like moon of devil-like form, with spice spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinnaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with spice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Drusososa spirit Yakshas and race corpus supreme Ture. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. And multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Then will you flip to the first base sheet? Let's read the accepting difficulties as a path, points 3 and 4 of the 7-point mind training. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the 2 bodhicittas through the practice of the 5 forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. And so when Geshe-la arrives after we prostrate and he sits down, we'll start with the Guru Yoga meditation, on Lamasokapa. So if you don't have one of those little pamphlet booklets there on the table, you can just grab one of them. And then after he does that, we will do the short mandala offering before the teaching and request to turn the wheel of Dharma on the back of that base sheet that we just read. And then Geshe-la will immediately, or sometimes eventually, he will start chanting the refuge in bodhicitta prayer, which is right under that accepting difficulties as a path stanza. And then we'll start on, he'll say prayer. And then we'll start on in the textbook. And my sense is that we are on page 245. I believe he finished talking about the 8 causes of the fruitions. Is that correct? That's right. Okay, and then there's some paragraphs underneath number 8, the cause of strength. I think that's we stop there because there's then we go into the pure attitudes and stuff. Okay, so that's where you are, page 245. just please turn to page 7 in the booklet. We'll start with the invocation. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now, if you please turn to page 13, and then we'll recite the prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa, either 4 or 5 line prayer to ourselves 20 times, and the 21st time I'll lead the chanting of the prayer.
Shalom.
turn to page 21, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives as a victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now, in the white prayer book, go to the back of the first base sheet, and we'll chant the short mandala offering before the teaching, and then right below that, request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Saji Perki Jushi Metog Tamli Ramli Ji Nide Gen Padi Dani Kapsuti, Dagi Chunyangi Peser Namgi, Dola Venture Sanghe to Pao Show.
Sanghe
Chudanto Kichonam La, Chanchu Bartu Dani Kapsuti, Dagi Chunyangi Peser Namgi, Dola Venture Sanghe to Pao Show.
Sanghe
Chudanto Kichonam La, Chanchu Bartu Dani Kapsuti.
Good evening. Are you get? Are you got good rest? Huh? We are still alive. Rinpoche offered this pearl, the real pearl, for all the 21 Tharas here. So just rejoice. This is a real pearl that Rinpoche gave and asked to put it there, 21 Tharas. Not each Thara wearing the real pearl. It's a gift from Rinpoche. So please rejoice. or some of you, if you are at the retreat, so Rinpoche is leading these meditations based on one stanza from like Dharmakata Sutra. Rinpoche chanting. Rinpoche does have a good voice, but I don't have a good voice. So anyway, so Rinpoche leads, you know, these meditations. It is actually about meditation on emptiness. So I thought, you know, it'll be tonight, probably I'm going to explain this, the stanza, so, and you can take notes. I think this is quite important. It's from Golden Light Sutras. So, only one stanza, you know, but commentary is a couple of pages. So then, you know, like the best, you know, form of offering that you can offer to Rinpoche, you know, if you consider Rinpoche as your guru, you know, spiritual masters. So, when we think of offerings, you know, that you can make offerings, you know, flower, incense, the light offerings, these are, you know, substance offerings, you know, this is like substance offerings. So then, you know, like building a holy object, stupa, you know, going around the stupa, doing prostrations, all of that, you know, so that, so then the second one is better than the first one, the third one is better than the second one, first one. What is the third one? Third one is whatever we hear from our guru, then we try to put that into practice. So that's the best form of offerings that you can ever make. Best for. Among those three different types of offerings, the best one is the last one. Putting, whatever we learn, if you are at the retreat for the last 14 days, you know, every single day, you know, hearing from Rinpoche. So this actually is like, you know, like has a, it's like almost like, you know, if you can look at from the different mindset, it's almost like pure nectar. When you talk about nectar, there, you know, there's four different types of nectar. When you see the Buddha's holding baking bowl, inside there's, you know, should be there, supposed to be four different types of nectars. And like then hands, you know, touching the ground, that's, you know, supposed to symbolize, I say, eliminating the four maras. For mara, do you have mara here? So anyway, so it would be like, so the best, you know, we as a friend, I'm a friend, you know, we've been here a long time now, 15 years. So I'm just encouraging you, you know, so like whatever we hear from Rinpoche, and we must try all our best, you know, try to put into practice in day-to-day life. So Rinpoche has emphasized so much on, you know, like serving sentient beings. So now you realize, you know, it's not something that you don't know before, that you are knowing something new, but we already know before, but our mind is very much obscure by all kind of delusions, you know, could not, you know, see exactly the way Rinpoche sees. So then when you hear from someone who put into practice day and night, you know, it is, you understand a little bit differently, but not the word, the meaning, not the just meaning, you know, like then the deeper meaning of, you know. So now, I say, so the very prayer that we recite before, you know, the teachings, you know, so this is supposed to, I say, a refuge in Buddhist prayer. Why, you know, why we say that before class? Because this is, you know, supposed to help us to, I say, set up our motivation, intentions to listen Dharma, you know. That's why you take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. That's why you develop bodhicitta, just to benefit sentient beings. That's all. Nothing else. That's all. So when you say the word, simultaneously, if you think about the meaning, I'm going to take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. I'm going to take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. So then practicing generosity and so on and so forth. And all of that, you know, all the merit that's been collected by, you know, engaging ourselves into those practices, you know, six perfections practice. Very reason behind that is to just to benefit sentient beings, that's all. Therefore, I want to get enlightened just to benefit sentient beings. So Rinpoche, what Rinpoche says is you don't have to wait or till you reach enlightenment to benefit sentient beings. We can start now. Huh? It's very important, no? So even just one sentient beings, you know, one sentient beings. So if you hurt someone, you know, child, if you say something negative, or also even just give like how is it, mean look. If you give mean look for someone's child, indirectly that parent, particularly mother, is going to hurt feelings, because that mother loves so much for their child. Similarly, what Rinpoche said repeatedly, again and again, many days, again and again, so that we should not hurt sentient beings, because they have been so much loved by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas, day and night, they are thinking about every single being, not just one particular being, all sentient beings. So then hurting them, then indirectly, is going to hurt, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Even though you are saying, I'm going to take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, till I reach enlightenment, then just, it's just mere word. It means nothing. It's just word. You may create some merit by saying this nice word, but it doesn't mean much. So this is very important. So Rinpoche said this, it's like indirectly hurting all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas. So then helping, serving that beings, is like indirectly serving all the enlightened beings and the Bodhisattvas and Buddhists and Bodhisattvas. So therefore, Rinpoche, out of 8 verses, mind-changing text, so there's 8 verses there, there's 8 it sends us. So Rinpoche said, Rinpoche recited the teachings, the first one, Dhani Simje Thamjel La Ishinobu Le Labes, Dhani Simje Thamjel. From now on, this is like composed by Gishin Langri Thapa, one of the Kadama masters. So the very beginning of this 8 verses, mind-changing text, the first stanza, Rinpoche, said, not the rest, but the first one. Dhani Simje Thamjel, Dhani is I myself. From now on, try to see each and every being as something very precious. I'm trying to see them as something very precious. Why? Because of them, I practice love, I practice compassion, I practice six perfections. That's because of them, everything that I enjoy because of the sentient beings. Vishinobu is like the precious jewel. So if you're thinking something, it just appears. That's the precious jewel, the definition of precious jewel. Vishinobu, Tibetan people call His Holiness Dalai Lama precious jewel. So if you have one, if you wish anything, it just appears. So sentient beings are even more precious than that. It's not just one, what Rinpoche said. The stanza doesn't mention a number, but Rinpoche says if that is like that kind of precious jewels filled with the sky, the one being is much more precious than that. Because from this precious jewel, you can gain patience, you can gain any merit, you can gain enlightenment, because they're just material things. The sentient beings, so from them you can give them love, you can think about them, something good, you can say something nice, and all kinds of things. And this all, for to reach, higher level of, realizations. And may I able to cherish that beings all the time. So, if this kind of message if that sink into your heart, then it will greatly benefit for your life. So make your life more meaningful, more happy, and feel like that you are doing something much more bigger than yourself, and that will make you feel good about yourself. So just repeating here what has been said. So this is very true. You know, so taking refuge for what? To benefit sentient beings. Generating bodhicitta for what? For benefit of sentient beings. So this is very important to know, to have important things to synchronize. Synchronize. Yeah, in your heart. Not just here. Here. As I mentioned, we are not learning something new. What we already know, But when someone who is thinking about their day and night says something, and we are, it's kind of, you know, like basically centering our heart into that message. So that's very important. That is very important for you, for all of us. Okay? Yeah, I just want to remind you that. So then. This is like Golden Eye Sutras, this stanzas. I thought it's quite important because this is about, you know, meditation about emptiness, actually meditation about emptiness. It's okay if I explain this beside Lamrim. I think it's quite fresh for everyone's mind. Rinpoche only left on 2 days ago, otherwise then we may forget. So you can take note and make sure that you understand when I explain, okay? And you can probably look at the internet, but Rinpoche chanting, you know, Rinpoche has this beautiful deep voice. To chant, you know, so then it's like chant, the very purpose of chanting is give you more time rather than just saying blah, 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 and finish, you know. When you chant, you know, so then like every word has been said very slowly and it gives you time to reflect on the meaning so that it becomes, you know, meditations, okay? So this, you know, stanza has been commonly said in the monastery. Each month we have two like confession sessions every month, two of them. So then it's commonly said, you know, in that prayer. So. So the word is like this. This is from Golden Light Sutra. The stanza is from Golden Light Sutra. Okay. Karma is like star. Ravri is kind of like darkness, karma ravri. Marme, light. Karma ravri, marme. Karma means star, ravri means darkness, marme is not light. Juma. Illusions. Magic. Magic or illusions. I'm not sure the difference between magic and illusion. Juma. Make sense? Illusions. Magic is illusion. Right? Magic is illusion. Right? Am I right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, magic is illusion. Like illusion. But probably literally, no, magic. No, so illusion. Juma. Siva. What is drop. What do you call drop? Huh? Drop of dew. What does dew mean?
Water in the morning.
Yeah. Do you have to say two drop of dew, or is just dew?
Drop of dew.
Drop of dew. Okay. Anyway, so drop of dew. Siva is drop of dew. No, on the grass, early morning on the grass. No, just one drop. Jumaji Siva, chubur bubble. Juma illusions. Siva drop of dew. Chubur, bubble. Milam, dreams. Lok, lightning. Tin, cloud. Cloud. Hmm? Is it clear? Yeah. Everything that we experience in the world, everything that we experience in the world is like that. It's like that. So then, in the confession prayer, then everybody snap their finger, then pause, then they think everything, you know, pain, suffering, problem, success, power, fame, all of like that, you know. That's the explanation of the stanza. So now I'm going to go more details. Okay. So then this golden, the stanza from Golden Sutras guiding us through four principal points and guide us into the meditation of emptiness. Four principal points. First, in order to do meditation, we have to learn, you know. Then think. Then think deep, then there's meditation. So, otherwise, you know. If I say like, chapeja, now meditate. You have no clue what I'm saying. Chapeja, actually I'm saying, you may think, oh, I'm saying something important. I don't know. Shila said meditate on chapeja. The chapeja basically means butter tea. There's nothing to meditate on. It's not what I'm saying is like Tibetan butter tea. So you have no clue. So then you may end up doing some meditation, closing your eyes. But yes, you don't know what it is. So first you need to learn, okay? So, first one is characteristic of nature. Nature, character, I'm explaining the 4 points. This is very, very important. Now, if you want to meditate on emptiness, this is very important. It's just one stanza. It's everything included there. So, characteristic of nature. This apply everything, no? This is 1 point out of this 4 principal points. Through that, you know, then Golden Light Sutra Shakyamuni Buddha guide us into deep into meditation of the emptiness to 4 principal points using this example like star, you know, the darkness, the light, then you know, like illusions, okay? First one is nature of characteristic of nature. Ro nyang ro literally means no test. Nyang means experiencing test. But in this case it's like more like experiencing. First I will explain the 4 principal points. First one is characteristic of nature. Second one is characteristic of experience. Third one is characteristic of false. False. Quality. Bad qualities. False. Third one is characteristic of false. The last one is a little bit difficult to translate. Characteristic of urgency. That's what I say, agency, not urgency. Okay. So now, yeah. Second one is like a characteristic of experience. Experiencing of this and that, you know, experience of everything, you know, that we experience here. That's the criticism. Second one. So that's good. It's good to ask, you know, it's not clear. So this is important. You know, this is important. Tela rangi tini karmata rabjita mame zipetne prafagas. So now, the way it explains in these commentaries, so now the characteristic of nature is going to explain based on star, darkness, light. Okay? These are three examples. You know, the, based on that, you know, then the characteristic of nature is going to explain. So, non appearances. Means, you know, this, if this quite, if this is a fancy word, that means, you know, what we see, what we hear, what we see, pretty much. What we see, what we hear. That's called appearances. What we see, what we hear. So, not just that, you know. It's not just like eye consciousness and the ear consciousness. Also, you know, everything, you know, like the five senses through, so what we experience through five senses, these are called appearances. Doesn't mean, you know, has to see. Appearance does not mean that we have to see. No, we hear, there's also appearances. We smell, there's also appearances. We taste, there's also appearances. We, you know, feel, there's also appearances. So, appearance, okay? So then, nang tong is, you know, is refers to ultimate nature. So the nature that we see is like appearances. It's not really ultimate. No, we don't see ultimate. Ultimate doesn't appear. What is appear is appearances. You know, what is obvious is appearances. What is not obvious is ultimate truth, which is no emptiness. Okay? Nang tong. So nang means appearances, tong means emptiness. You know, every object, there's true truth. Conventional truth, what you see, ultimate truth, what we don't see. If you are in the categories of the people that who don't see emptiness, then I say what we don't see. That's I'm the truth. Okay. So karma. So star symbolize this true. Star symbolize this true. True. Star symbolize appearances, also star symbolize emptiness. Okay, I will explain. So, probably later on it will make more sense. Now I just said that, you know. Kame nanto ni raji chenje, raji chenje, rabri chi tombe raji chenje. Then the darkness symbolize emptiness. Then a light symbolizes appearances. Light symbolizes. Then Juba says, "Mungu yanda zumba tonga imuni ngoni zumba chos." Every object, there's true truth. Every object, you know, not knowing full noble truth is going to make a little bit difficult to understand true truth. Okay, so in order to have good understanding of true truth, first we have to understand full noble truth. Then truth. So anyway, every object, you know, has true truth. Conventional truth, ultimate truth. So, that's how we interact with object. Based on their, you know, conventional truth and ultimate truth. If you see emptiness, you are looking at this prayer wheel, I'm looking at my prayer wheel, I don't see emptiness, but you see emptiness, But we both seeing prayer, but you are seeing true truth. I'm only seeing one truth. Musicians, you know, musicians, and you, the musicians and the audience, they're both seeing musicians just create elephant out of one piece of wood, just create the elephant, it's moving around. Say, cute puppies, you know. Elephants kind of not cute, but you know, cute. Musicians create cute looking puppy out of, you know, piece of wood. The puppies are moving around. The musician also see the puppies moving around. You also see the puppies moving around. But what you don't see, and you believe what you see. You see, you know, there's puppy. Musician, this is not puppy, that's a piece of wood. Just created by a piece of wood, it's not really puppy. But you see puppy, magician see puppy. The difference is, magician don't believe what he sees, but you believe what you see. So now, you seeing prayer well, I seeing prayer well, we both seeing prayer well, but you are seeing true truth, I'm seeing only one truth, you know. So I, the way I see, the way you see is totally different. Okay? And what you are seeing is probably ultimate truth. What I'm seeing is conventional truth. There's a big difference. What you are seeing is called ultimate truth. What I'm seeing is called conventional truth. Because I don't see emptiness. Cheba tinira kama techibun kama kame techibun soni des. So those two way of seeing object is how is it? You can explain based on star. How? Cheba tinira soni nimu kama mito ana namga yata nawashi nimu kama. Pabe nyamshi kuzi mo cheba chema jo. During the daytime, we don't see star, but star is there, but we don't see. What we see just clear sky. That's what we see. So, Pabe Nyamcha is Kunzo, the Tuba Chinga Maziva, Gajan Namaji, the Tongba Panasix. So now, there's a little bit, Papa, that's Arya being. No, when you see emptiness directly, first you are going to see with, first you don't see, no. First you hear about emptiness, then you think about emptiness, then eventually you will see emptiness. But you are not going to see directly. But when you see emptiness, then you meditate again. Then eventually you will see emptiness directly. So then you become Arya being. Called Arya, you know, regardless if you are monks or nuns, you are Arya being, okay? Pabe Nyamcha Ishi means, so then you are in deep meditation of meditation on emptiness. What they call like ego pose?
Equipoise.
You understand ego pose?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, ego pose. Okay, so if you understand the good, that's in Tibetan word called Nyamcha Ishi. So it doesn't help not much for you. Ego pose. Ego pose, that's deep meditation. Okay. So that person, what that person is seeing, that person is in the universe, in our world, same, could be here in Kadama Center. You know? Like he could be here. You know? So what that person is seeing or experiencing is like clear sky. Nothing else. No? When you look at the sky, when you lay down the park, a nice sky, clear sky, when you lay down the park, what you see is clear sky. And there's nothing there. There's nothing there. It's just clear sky. Like that. So they don't see free from, you know, judging so many people that they don't see. You know, what they see is like clear sky. Nyamsha, Namgata Ritoni. They see emptiness like sky. They see emptiness like sky, Nyamsha Namka Tabitoni, Nyamsha Eco Voice, Namka Sky, Tombani emptiness. They see emptiness as like clear sky. That's what they see. They don't see, they don't judge, no, they don't see how it looks, no, they don't seek, no, and when they are in the meditative eco voice, meditative eco, do you have to say two or just one? Eco voice or eco voice meditative? I'm asking. Yeah, meditative eco voice, yeah. So meditative eco voice. So I need to learn, you know, already learning Tibetan now, learning in English sometimes not really fun. already learning Tibetan, so now learning, you know, eco, so it's kind of interesting. Nyamsha is, you know, so now you need to learn another language. Meditative eco poise, meditative eco poise. So then you come out of there, Jetob Jumatabi thinks this. So there you have this very strong mindfulness, what you call concentrations. Very, very strong mindfulness powered by this meditative ego poise. Powered by that. And you see now you came out of this deep meditations, and now you start to see everything. You start to see books, person, everything. Jetob Jumatabi thinks this. For you, it's like all like illusions. It's like dream. It's like illusions. You don't take them very seriously. It's all like illusions. Jetob means opposite. Jetob means now you are not in meditative equipoise. You are out of the sessions. You are walking around drinking, making food. But everything that you see is Jetob Juma, illusion. Tabi thinks means the concentrations, strong concentrations, generated by the meditative ego poise there, and everything you see is like, you know, illusions. So, So now, the star, during the daytime, you don't see star. Similarly, the person who is, you know, in deep in meditation about emptiness don't see. What they see, they see like clear sky. They don't see the star. Right? If I don't make sense, please say something, then I will, you know, try to explain a little more. I'll try to explain. That's what they see, is like clear sky. When it becomes dark, days, now then, you know, kind of get to the afternoon, then evening, then it's night, then you start to see all the star. So that's like person who don't see emptiness, that's like, you know, seeing everything very clearly, you know, even it's not like, makes sense? Person who don't see emptiness, what they see is just stuff. No, so they don't see the other, they don't see like clear sky. They see, you know. So now darkness, whether we like or not, what we call ignorance, you know, because of the ignorance, the one who's, you know, obscuring our mind not to see the ultimate truth. What we see is just, there's no, I like this color, I don't like this color, I don't like the way it's made, you know, then it's like, oh, it should be a little bit bigger, you know, this is a little bit too fat, you know, maybe it should be a little bit skin, all kinds of things, you know, so darkness symbolize, because, fundamentally, why we are seeing this, so many different things, why we are judging things, why we are seeing something negative, because ultimately, because of the ignorance, no, which is the root of the samsara. Root of the samsara. Means ignorance means not knowing, only seeing conventional truth, not seeing ultimate truth. That's called not seeing ultimate truth. It's ignorance. That's called ignorance. May I ask something?
At the same time, they are seeing samsaric beings or samsara simultaneously. So it's like
only enlightened being, only enlightened being. They see simultaneously truth. Simultaneously, there's only enlightened beings.
But that's my question. So they are seeing both. They can see simultaneously both things, like emptiness and. So is it like when you are beginning to meditate and they say don't follow your thoughts and you just let them flow and disappear and you focus on the space or in the. So your things arise, but then you just let them go back to emptiness. So it's kind of that when they mean simultaneously?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So basically they see, you know, they see emptiness, they see the prayer will, they see the prayer will, emptiness of prayer will, and they see conversion of prayer will simultaneously, like that. Yeah.
Thank you. I think you said a person deep in emptiness sees clear sky, not stars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think I got confused. Mm-hmm. Darkness symbolizes emptiness? Ignorance. I think I took it down wrong before. I just want to know what light and darkness symbolizes. Thank you.
Darkness, I think, symbolizes how you say. Just say like symbolize ignorance.
Okay.
Yeah. How we are doing? Should I continue?
If darkness is ignorance, light is appearances?
No, stars symbolize both darkness and the emptiness. Darkness symbolizes, you know, emptiness. Kamyatso chesawashi, tanyebi shibye ngu kunzebi chue nasosu chashing. So that's how, like, the people who don't see emptiness, that's how they see things. Like, there's like, you know, darkness, that all the stars is very obvious now. You see not just one, many, many, like that. That's how the person who don't see emptiness, that's how they see things. Person who sees emptiness, even though they see the star, but therefore them is illusions. For us is real, concrete, absolute. I want to get rid of right away. Or destroy it, not to do something. For them, it's just illusions. Kamyatso, chesawa chawashi, tanyibi shibim kuzo chwe na chashi. Cheba tuji, maribi diwe da cheba la matabi truna to chawainas. Then, not just seeing that, then, you know, the problem is not seeing emptiness, then all this complication comes up. All these complications. Not liking, you know, like, then all kind of complications just comes up. Because you know, we don't see them as the illusions, but we see them as something solid, something absolute, inherent. You know, so when you see emptiness, it's like, child. You know, child sees things, but they don't label. Oh, this is a prayer. This is a blumbling book. This is a cup. You know, this is. They don't label, but they see things. You know, they see them, but they don't label. You know, they just see. You know, they don't say, oh, they don't say, oh, this doesn't look good, this looks good. Child don't say that because they see. You know? So we not like that. We just see them, we make comments, you know? We judge. And there's all complications, mainly because of ignorance. When I say ignorance, that means not knowing emptiness, that's all. That's why. Okay? Chabad Maribi Judaja, Mata Vetruna, Mata Vetruna, then it's just like, you know, not able to see just pure, you know, there's so much is impure. No, this is seeing just impure. No, it's impossible. So much impure. Because of ignorance, not knowing emptiness, that's why. So that's why meditating on emptiness is important, you know. We don't need to wait till we see emptiness. We can start to meditate on emptiness, means think about emptiness. Sulchi madina tanya vetsime ngu jyotu tuntu chida chinji loktuna tuntu mi ni yirche gyoje. Mari paja ongi yu rangi ne dendru da shiwa naa dendru tuwa kona tuwa ti ngu kona yuji tanda mebe rabri shi pe nangzi tada tube tomba tsu chunga yu. Deje. So, so now, you know, say, that is a little bit coming. So, I say, there's part of mind that exaggerates. Part of mind that doesn't judge, you know, doesn't exaggerate, you know. When you superimpose, whatever you are superimposing is not exist. It doesn't exist, but your mind just made it up. It doesn't exist. Your mind just made it up. You know, your mind exaggerated. And whatever is exaggerated, whatever has been projected by mind, it doesn't exist exactly the way you projected. That mindset is totally wrong. Another mind, you just, you know, you don't project, you just see, you don't project, right? So that mind is not wrong. That mind is, because, you know, even the people who don't see emptiness, the way we interact with the object, one way is totally wrong, but one way is not wrong, but we just, like, you know, child seeing prayer wheels. We do see, you know, the exact way child see prayer. Sometimes we just see, we don't make any comment, we just see. So that mind is not wrong. But when you start to labeling, then, you know, projecting, so then it's getting, you know, it doesn't exist the way you projected. Make sense? Oh, that's true. That I think just want to explain this, even though it's a little bit difficult, I think it's good to know it's been said there, okay? Even the person who don't see emptiness, the way they interact with the object, one way is 100% wrong, but another one is not wrong. Okay? Why is wrong? Because I'm not sure here, like, this is Zana Ongxie. Ongxie means the eye. I mean, how you say it here in America, I don't know. So, you don't have hair, but you feel like your hair has, you know, kind of coming down. There's some kind of illness. Because you don't have hair, but you feel like that your hair is, you know, like, you know, hair. Touch it down now. So someone who has like strong jointies, they start to see certain, everything's kind of yellow. Huh? Hallucinate. Huh? If you have strong fever, so I have experienced that, you know, probably some of you do. A long time I have loved, I've tribal fever. Typhoid. I was in the hotel. The person who was taking, monk who was taking care of me, he left me, went to buy some medicines. I started to see the waterfall on the wall and just crawling there, you know, to just drink water, but there's no water, hallucinated. But you really see this water is coming on the wall. Similarly, you know, then seeing certain white things, yellow, because you have jointies. And I'm not sure why this is caused by, like, the person who don't have hair, but you feel like that his hair is, like, not falling down. It's like when people fall, they have their blocked eye, then they just pull it back. Something like that. They feel like their hair is coming down. They keep doing that, but that is not hair. So that person is, you know, feeling that hair is coming down, but actually there's no hair. If there's hair, everybody should see. Right? Similarly, whatever we projected, superimposed, super projected, what you see is not there. If it's there, everybody should see. You know? So there are many examples, like I say certain bugs, you know, certain species. People say, oh, very cute, you know, kind of very cute. And some people say, oh, that doesn't look cute at all. You know, so that's whatever you project there, so it's not exactly the way you project it. Otherwise, the cuteness on that species, if this exists, the way you see it, then everybody should see. So does it make sense?
Yeah.
The example, you know, like example. So when I see the water coming down on the wall, but nobody sees it, because I see it very clearly. I'm crawling there to drink, but I should know. So then I end up, you know, like, I don't remember, and then I end up putting my head in the toilet. When my friends come, he found I'm just, my head is in the toilet, but hallucinated, you know, so somehow, so I probably feel the water there, so I feel like probably I'm not getting the water out of the wall, so I've just stood there. Anyway, so makes sense, you know, not makes sense, that's why, that's the one way to see, you know, this doesn't exist the way you, because see is because it's totally wrong. Ten number two, not the Nilutadu, Birgushin, Tetana, Nilutso, Vishiji, Chetani, Gujila, Timo, Madrid, Penna, Rabrich, and Jetoni, Tashiti, Neva, Yuna, Migla, Jimmy, the Kazaki, Mila, Jimmy, Kazaki, actually, you know, this causes some kind of like disease in the eyes. That's why you end up seeing that, you know, your hairs. There's some kind of problem in the eyes. So, but someone, so I know, came from Tibet. One of my teacher's nephew, he was not monk in, back in Tibet. He has long hair, you know. He always goes like this, always, you know, how you say, brush his hair with hand. After he became monk, and he goes like this. There's no hair. My teacher got really upset and said, you're still acting like they have your hair. You have no hair. You go to look at the mirror, you have no hair. Then it's habit, you go like this. But that's not in the eye, no, that's not probably habit. You rangi ngowe matu jan nangcho chi chanam nyendume wo jobani. Kungpo la mame ngowe ni ji, kungpo la mame ngowe ni ji mine. Mame dongpo su tuma, ni wale mame juwa, nyume wa shinji. So, but you know, then the question is like, yeah, it seems very real. Yeah, that's true, it seems very real. You know, it's, you are seeing it, it's not saying, you know, you are not saying, you don't see that, but you are seeing it, but it's, even though it's wrong, you are still seeing it very clearly. You know, that doesn't prove it exists, because you see it very clearly. You know, so, you know, this is not like, so Tibetan butter lamp, so you have this, you know, one, and you pour the butter there, and you put the cotton wool, wicks. So then you light, so that now there's butter lamp, you know. So the butter lamps appears based on so many causes and conditions. Exact the same, why you see is not just, it's there, but it's based on so many causes and conditions, that's what you see, that's how you know, project. There has to have something to project, no? So like that. Let the nyumo so jujin na so divi ongi sibeche wa so kode tanje juwainas. Similarly, because of the, due to the karma and the, all the, you know, afflicted mind, and because of this, all this, you know, people created their own, you know, the world, you know, so they created, you know, all kind of things, you know, they create friends, enemies, you know, then all kinds of things, they create a community, all kinds of, everything that was created by that. So we should not surprise why there are so many complications, because not knowing, not seeing them as illusions. Why we don't see them as illusions? Because we don't see true truth. Only what we see is conventional truth. That's not good enough to see, you know, everything as illusions. No, so that's why we see everything as real. not like child seeing everything. There's big difference between us and child. Even though we see everything, the child don't label. They don't know, make stories. So we make stories, not that difference. But the child is not here, so I just, you know, I didn't make it up, but I read some other books to not hear. Nyuri yujen tuma dune, devu chepa de, tuen tabi tupi jine, shi jane, uma bi lu de, yujen tuma dune soba tenyi, yujen tuma dune soba tenyi, rangshi mi yujen ze, tato wende, koye le yo, so, dine, So this is pretty much about the characteristic of nature. Nature, characteristics of nature. So, so star symbolize emptiness and appearance, both star. Repeating that again, make sure that you understand. So the darkness symbolizes emptiness, darkness. Generally speaking, darkness, you can see anything, right? Oh, yeah. Then, wisdom, female energy, wisdom, darkness, pretty much same. No, okay, so, probably don't need to, then says, no, that, night, the darkness migrate at night, so there's no certain puja that you do in the night, so don't need to go there, so you know, just brief explanation. Wisdom, female energy, darkness, you know, so then day, and then the male energy, the method, you know, then the doji, all that. Star, so energy, then mame energy, then mame energy, then light symbolizes appearances, star, both of them, darkness, emptiness. Then light appearances. Or you can say darkness, conventional truth. Light, no, ultimate truth. Star, both. You can, if you talk about true truth, then you can also do the same thing.
When you were talking about, you know, when it gets dark at night, then ordinary beings see all the stars, not knowing emptiness. Then you said they don't see the clear sky because of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said that darkness symbolizes ignorance. Do you mean the dark sky symbolizes ignorance because it's dark but you see the stars?
In the dark, it symbolizes ignorance. There's the person who don't see emptiness is seeing the darkness, looking at the sky.
With the stars.
See so many things, don't see the clear sky.
So it's the sky with the dark, the sky at night with the stars. That's what you're talking about.
A person who don't see emptiness is like sitting in the darkness, looking up the sky and seeing all the stars.
Okay.
Person who sees emptiness, not just sees emptiness, but the equipoise meditative. That person, the same, you are looking up the sky at night time. The person who is meditative and deep meditative state in the emptiness, looking at the sky during the daytime. But that person don't see star, means person don't see any conventional truth. And you know, see all the conventional truth, but you don't see the clear sky, that means you don't see emptiness.
Oh, you mean the clear sky during the day? Okay.
No, stars symbolize both of them. During the daytime, it symbolizes ultimate truth. Night, it symbolizes conventional truth. Night is obvious. You can see. It appears.
Okay. So night. Not darkness, but night.
Yeah, same. Night. Okay. Difference between night and darkness. So this is the, now as time is running out, that's the characteristic nature of that characteristic of nature. Characteristic of nature, no? So then actually there's no time, so I'm not going to do like Rinpoche's. I stopped the time. So maybe in the next couple of Wednesdays probably we are going to finish this. I think this is very important. So then after that we meditate, you know. You say that this, I think this is all in the prayer book somewhere in the prayer books. In the end of there, should be there. In the end of there, then you say, the, can you see now? Then one of you can say star. Say read slowly. Then you know everybody meditate. You know?
I've got it written down in my notes. Let's see. See, it's star, a visual aberration. A flame of a lamp.
Yeah, so then somebody will probably say that very slowly, then we all meditate, you know, star, now you think about, you know, like what they symbolize, you know. The basically, there's the first principle point supposed to guide you to the meditation on emptiness. Meditation on emptiness. That's what's for. That's guiding you to meditation on emptiness through four principle points. The first one, star. In karma, then rubbery money. So then, you know, the star, darkness, light, three goes together. So then, after that, then, okay. So it's okay. Next couple of Wednesdays, we stop lumbering. So I think go through this. This is very important, you know. So, and so we must, you know, start to meet on emptiness, you know, here, there. So I think it's good, at least. Some imprint will be there, you know, some imprint, huh? Yeah. Are you going to say one dedication or there's some discussion or are you going to say dedication? I think I heard some people saying they wanted to stay. Yeah, so then I will say dedication very fast. Not like Rinpoche, dedication will take 2 hours. So then when I finish this, then after that, you know, so like I say, this some of the bhadra has a cloud offering mantra. So I'm going to explain that because, you know, Rinpoche says there's so much merit you can create, you know. So offering one piece of flower is going to be like millions, only the way you think. So I think that's also important to help you to create more merit. So maybe then, you know, you will see emptiness maybe within 1 minute. Yeah.